Congressional Democrats demand answers from Hegseth about his apparent attempt to make money off of the war in Iran. That and congressional Democrats are introducing a bill called Bets Off in order to stop insider trading on prediction markets. Because this Trump regime is not only trying to wage a war that seems to be committing war crimes by blowing up civilian infrastructures like bridges, they are also trying to personally profit off of it from the American people. People who invest in the stock market expecting there to not be insider trading. My name is Dina Dahl with the Midas Touch Network. Let's get into this. Now, this was reported by the Financial Times that evidently Pete Hegseth's broker at Morgan Stanley reached out to the private equity fund Blackstone, asking whether or not Hegseth could invest millions of dollars into one of their specific defense funds. One of their defense funds that held stock in companies having to do with defense that Hegseth, under his conduct, his code of conduct as the Secretary of Defense or War, whatever they're calling that department now, is specifically not allowed to invest in. There's about 10 or 12 defense stocks under that code of conduct he's not allowed to invest in. So you have an apparent violation on multi fronts. Not only is he was he attempting to perhaps commit insider trading by trading on defense stocks because he knew the war was coming, but also violating the ethical standards, his code of actual conduct. Now, the only thing that perhaps prevented him from committing insider trading was the fact that he was prohibited from buying this private equity fund because at the time, Morgan Stanley clients were not yet able to invest in the fund. Financial Times did not know whether or not he did go ahead and buy stock within his own Morgan Stanley broker. That's yet to be determined. But another thing about this that raises really serious questions is why it was for that much. Because according to his net worth, he is not worth that much. The money that he received as a Fox News anchor, he earned about $2 million a year. But also, according to his financial disclosures, his net worth is between $1 and $3 million, most of it with his wife, because he's had to pay child support and other alimony, et cetera, because of his divorces. So the question not only is the fact that here he was trying to buy defense stocks apparently before this war based on information he knew, but how did he even think he had that much money to do it? Alarming on so many levels. Of course, he denies these reports. The Senate House and the Senate Democrats have now both independently demanded answers from Hegseth, opening up probes, saying, you have to answer to us. Did this happen? The seriousness of this cannot be overstated. The SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, has in 1934 implemented rules and regulations that, as a corporate lawyer, I had to make sure that corporations that were my clients followed. They're intrinsic, they are vast, and they are meant to protect the public. As we know, you know, the barons from the early 1900s, they traded on insider trading all the time. You know, Trump loves that period of time, the barons. He seems to think that was our golden era. That's when they did tariffs and they realized after that tariffs don't work.
Working across teams is tough, but Asana helps you handle it. Asana AI can spot roadblocks and assign work to keep everything on track. That's how work gets handled. Visit us at Asana.com.
And it's true. The barons got very rich from insider trading, but it hurt the rest of us so much so that they implemented this SEC Securities and Exchange, which basically says, I mean, here you have the Republicans. Instead of trying to expand Social Security, instead, under George Bush, they incentivized Americans to contribute to the 401k, to contribute to the stock market, saying every American should have the opportunity to invest in the stock market. And a lot of Americans now do invest in the stock market through their 401ks. And then now you have this period of time where Hegseth and who knows who else is apparently trying to take advantage of all that money Americans have put for their retirement, saving for college, who knows what else, into the stock market. Because when you make a trade based on insider information, you are cheating. Because somebody like you or me are making trades without any information. And so we could very well be making bad trades. That's the whole point of violating or banning insider information, to make this an even playing field. But the oligarchs and Trump, he has been doing everything since day one to not make this an even playing field. So here's Hegseth boasting about these seemingly war crimes that we are doing. I mean, it's a disaster. They have no idea what they're doing. Instead of making us safer, they are making us so much less safe. Committing a war crime with bombing of that bridge, allowing Israel to occupy southern Lebanon, which the Canadian prime minister is saying an illegal invasion, the complete mess they are making. And yet, at the same time, apparently trying to profit off of it. Of course, it is not just the SEC, but the SEC, the insider trading, the other very interesting piece here is the person who was in charge of overseeing enforcement of the SEC. Margaret Ryan just resigned in March because, according to three people who spoke to Reuters, said that she was being limited in investigating cases involving Trump, his family, and his associates. So Paul Atkins, the one who was appointed by Trump to head the SEC, evidently she was clashing, and she stepped down. Right in a period of time, we really need somebody at the SEC to rein in insider trading. Well, congressional Democrats and Greg Kassar and Chris Murphy are putting forward a bill regarding the prediction markets, because the prediction markets are new, obviously, and they're not fully addressed by the SEC. They may very well still be, you may very well still be illegal to use insider information to do on the prediction market, but rather than have there be any vague or uncertainty, they're introducing the bets off law. Take a listen.
I'm here with my good friend, Greg Kassar, and we just introduced the Bets Off Act. This is really important legislation that will ban prediction markets for government action like war and peace. What we have found is that in this administration, there are clearly individuals in the White House who are making money off of when the United States goes to war or not. And it's time that we just say there's no circumstances in which government action should be pushed one way or another based upon an individual's desire to cash in. Really appreciate you partnering with me on this. It feels really urgent.
Yeah, I mean, it's nuts, y'all. There were over a dozen people who made over six figures on the Iran invasion. They created these accounts the night before, and one anonymous account called MAGA My Man made nearly $500,000. So think about it. There's somebody in the Situation Room making a decision on life and death, war and peace, who has hundreds of thousands of dollars riding on this thing. It is just so corrupt. And so we need to have prediction markets no longer be rigged, have them no longer be about war and peace or government action. It makes no sense for something that one person knows the outcome of, like who's going to be the special guest at the halftime show, to be in a betting market, because everyday people get screwed and the rich and powerful get to cash in on that.
And we know that the Trump family is making big money here, too. Right after Trump was sworn in, both his sons were made advisors to these big companies, Kalshi and Polymarket. And so they have an interest in these markets being rigged, because the people on the inside of the White House are clearly making money, and the Trump family members are making money as well. So we've got to get this done. It's just another example of the most corrupt White House in the history of the country.
Yeah, they basically see the White House as a way to cash in, and some of the CEOs of these big companies want to make basically the whole country a casino, and every decision just be another way for them to make a fee on top of it. And Congress needs to step in before that happens, which is why I'm so grateful that the senator's got his bill and I'm happy to carry it in the House.
It's also being reported that federal prosecutors in New York are trying to find a way to perhaps prosecute insider trading with prediction markets under existing law. Certainly that Bets Off law would help because of how depraved and disgusting it is that anybody would try to profit off of this, the level of corruption. And frankly, then you rarely have to wonder when and why they're going to leave. Are they going to wait until they make a certain amount of money? I mean, the reasons for reining this in are innumerable. Thankfully, we're seeing Democrats try to get Hegseth to answer for his conduct, testify under oath whether or not that reporting was true or not, rather than just issue a statement of denial. Sorry if we do not believe your statements, considering how much Trump and his cabinet officials are willing to lie. If you haven't yet subscribed to the Midas Touch YouTube channel, be sure to do that. Follow the Mistrial podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, and please help support our sponsors in the description below. So grateful our sponsors do not censor what I have to say, which is so critical in this moment.